On the line with us, we have, this is nice because she's a local gal, too. Her name is Stephanie Hansen. She is an authoress. I guess, is there such a thing as an authorist, or is everybody that writes a book an author?
I really don't know. I'll take either one.
she's an author.
Either one. This is an interesting story that Stephanie writes about in her new book, and the book is called A Corpsman's Legacy. Stephanie had a father that she was adopted, and she found out that her real father actually died in Vietnam before she was born, and she set out on a journey to find out about her real father. Am I correct so far, Stephanie?
That's right.
Well, tell us a little bit about your journey, where it started, and some of the things you found out about your dad.
Well, it first started because I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and the doctor said that I had to find out my medical history. So I just started the journey thinking to find out my medical history, and when I found out about my dad, it just turned into a much bigger journey. I really needed to find out what happened to him, how he died, and then it turned into trying to figure out what Vietnam was all about, since I didn't know anything about it. And so I literally had thousands of veterans come forward to help me, and most of them didn't know my dad, but just the thought of someone searching for answers thrilled them so much that they came from out of the woodwork to help me.
I'll be darned. Now, did you actually travel there, or did you spend most of your time just talking to veterans here in the States? Or?
Yeah, just here in the States. If it wasn't for the internet, it never would have happened, but I have talked to people literally all over the United States. Some of them have been out of the country now, but most of it's by internet and email.
Stephanie, what was the one thing when you were in search of all this information and everything, what was the one thing with Vietnam, for people that aren't very familiar with it, that just surprised you?
I think that, especially my generation, I really grew up with the Hollywood myth of every Vietnam veteran is kind of, you know, the whacked out, weirdo guy that's, you know, a lot of them are homeless. And I came to find out that the great majority of them are people that you see every single day, and they just don't talk about it. And I thought that was really sad that people don't know that these men served their country and came home to no welcome home. And so now it's time to tell them that.
And I think that's an interesting point that you bring up, because a lot of Vietnam vets don't talk about it at all.
They do not. No, I had men talk to me for literally the first time in 30 years. They had never told their wives, their children, any of their families the stories that they finally opened up and told me. And that's a lot of years to be holding that kind of pain in.
You know, I'll tell you what, Stephanie, Jimmy can attest to this. Over the years, the 10 years that we've done this show, there have been three or four occasions where we'd receive people listening to the show would hear that I'm a Vietnam vet, and I have guys calling just crying over the phone just to have somebody to talk to, because we came home in shame. People were basically not as gracious to us as they were and are now. Thank God for the way they treat our soldiers now coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq. And I've told this story before, but we used to change our uniforms in the airport to keep from being spit on when we came home. Did you find out some of those things about your dad? Was he killed in Vietnam?
He was killed in Vietnam. He had been there for 4.5 months, and he was in the medical dispensary, and he really just wanted to fly medevacs, and that was the only job you had to volunteer for in Vietnam. And so he for months, tried to get to flying medevacs, and he finally got to fly medevacs and unfortunately was killed his first day out.
Wow. So, Stephanie, is this book primarily for guys who served in Vietnam to help them heal, or what would somebody like Alana or Jake, who really are too young to really know much about the Vietnam War, would they get something out of this book too?
I have to say, absolutely. The most fascinating thing that I'm finding out is I'm getting Iraq veterans, Iraq families, and in general, just people who want to read an uplifting story write to me telling me how much my book has meant to them. I really thought it was for Vietnam veterans in the beginning, but it's really transcending all wars and even just anyone who wants to read a great story about the kindness of strangers that you just don't hear about much this time.
That's a great story. And is this book available like at all major bookstores, or do you have to order it online?
Some of the bookstores have availability. It just depends on if the clerk is willing to help you out, but you can order it online at Amazon or at my website, which is acormanslegacy.com. Or straight from my publisher, which is leatherneckpublishing.com.
Okay, Stephanie Hansen is the author. It's A Corpsman's Legacy. This is a good read. You could probably read this in a day, or maybe a day and a half. Thank you very much for sending me a copy. This will be in my library reading for this week.
Of course. You're very welcome.
Of course, the library in Lee's lingo means the can.
Yeah.
Great.
I get most of my reading done in the bathroom.
You know, we didn't need to share that with her.
Typical of a Vietnam veteran, though, huh?
That is true.
Stephanie, thank you so much. Good luck with this book. I think this is something people need to read.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Stephanie Hansen, A Corpsman's Legacy. Get it on Amazon and at corpsmanslegacy.com.